The soundtrack that many young people live by is hip-hop, blasting through our headphones as we bob our heads. I know for me, my favorite thing about hip-hop is when I'm really digging the beat, and then the lyrics make me reflect on life. I like the conscious, thoughtful artists.
I really like that the stories that artists tell and how honest and candid they are about their lives and like social commentary, like things that are going on in the world or in certain communities, particularly minority communities, and it's just really liberating.
An album that I fell in love with was Forest Hills Drive from J. Cole. I loved it because it was so real, exploring a bunch of experiences he's been through that I'm sure many people can relate to. You know, he's not the average rapper who's mostly interested in sales. He's interested in telling his story. He's honest, which I really appreciate about him. It's the artists who continuously contribute to the degradation of women who bug me. Too many young girls are fans of hip-hop and are being negatively influenced by it. I mean, why do all the women in the videos have to be half-naked, twerking, flipping long weaves? I remember speaking to a friend of mine about women in videos and the decisions they make. In a way, it's good because women are taking control of their bodies and owning their sexuality. However, at the same time, it makes me wonder why so many videos are sexualized. How did we get to this place?
Yeah, and I think that there's been more of a push for it, because I feel like for women to be in the industry, they have to be sexualized to a certain degree. But I feel like in recent years, like, more women are kind of going against that, and there are a lot more artists in the hip-hop community who will just kind of be about the music and the message as opposed to just being about their bodies. And so I think if that movement continues, there could be a lot more role models.
I talked to some friends of mine to hear their thoughts. Do you think there are role models in the hip-hop culture for young women?
Honestly, I can't think of many, and the ones that I do think of are, like, the more conscious artists, like the older ones. So when you think of, like, Lauryn Hill or SZA or, it's so hard to think of any. I'm just thinking of, like, Lauryn Hill. But I even think even in, like, recently, just Nicki Minaj, like, she's very hypersexualized, but I think that her confidence and, like, her having her own voice, she's very adamant about having her own voice, regardless of what other people think, what other men think, or even other women, and I think that that's really a positive message.
Okay, well, now I would say that Nicki Minaj is probably a good example, because her songs now actually have messages. I mean, well, she had messages before, but they weren't really good ones to be sending, so I think she's a good example.
Honestly, I don't feel like there are many. I feel like Queen Latifah, maybe, and maybe, maybe Nicki Minaj, but there's some things that she does that are very, you know, controversial, but I feel like she does
either. I would have probably said the same thing. I would have thought of the older generations of hip-hop. And the reason for that is because I feel like hip-hop, the older generation, was more meaningful. Today's hip-hop paints a picture of fantasy. The stories in older hip-hop were more about reality. Yeah, today the images and lyrics may be real to Nicki Minaj, but it's a fantasy for most, and I think girls should realize this before letting hip-hop influence them in how they dress, talk, and behave. This becomes a problem when young girls make decisions that devalue their worth. The older I'm getting, the more I realize how young people are connecting to hip-hop. To me, a 9-year-old should not be rapping along to a song about bitches and weed because it's something they shouldn't know anything about, and young girls definitely should not be referring to themselves as bitches. When I was younger, my parents didn't allow me to really listen to hip-hop music and watch videos. When I asked them why, they said it was because my education came first. They didn't want me to be the girl who could ace a test on lyrics from a rap song and not a math test. And I can say, looking back, I appreciate their decisions. Overall, I'm concerned for the younger generation because I want them to have more positive role models in hip-hop to look up to. There aren't many women in the industry as it is, so the few that are still in the game should make a change. I asked my friends, if you had the opportunity to speak to hip-hop artists, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that you need to respect females. You have a mother. You have aunties, sisters, cousins. You need to respect the female population.
Just to be cautious of, like, what you put out there because there are younger people watching, and they don't really like focus on the song itself. They focus on like what's happening in the video.
As much as they respect their art, they need to also respect themselves and their audience. Art is a form of expression, but there's ways that you can do that that are not demeaning to other people, especially within like the Black community. Like, as a group of people who have been like oppressed for hundreds of years, the last thing we need to do is continue to tear ourselves down and demean one another when we get so much of that negative energy from other people in the world. And I think that people need to remember that.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Hip hop is so influential. These artists have the power to change lives of young people. Artists can change how young people think and how they live their lives. So often, they aren't using that power positively. And yes, the argument can be made that it's not the artist's fault how young people interpret their music and how they act because they're not forced to listen and watch. But at the same time, you have to be respectful and keep in mind who your audience is. The Black community is oppressed enough, so within our culture, we shouldn't continue that oppression. Here's to hip-hop that makes us think, makes us feel good about who we are, and helps us change society. Yeah!